Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli. Good morning, everyone. Around the world, good morning to our Easy Way family and to our superstar host, Eric Zuli, otherwise known as EZ. Are you ready to rock and roll, Eric?
Good morning, Dad. Can you hear me?
Exciting times. Yes, I can.
All right. Yes,
a lot of stuff going on.
Really exciting times. There's so many things happening with the network, guys, and a lot of it is happening in the podcast realm. If you have a podcast, you need to go to easywaypodcast.com and check out our super boosting platform that can increase and accelerate more views, advertisers, bigger and better guests to your podcast, and repurpose your content if you have a YouTube channel. And we're doing so many new updates with the social network, and the new magazine's getting ready to come out. And Dad, I'm excited.
Absolutely.
because BizNet Sparks, Mini Shark Tank, Polarized Network, and of course our pitch party are all happening this week. I'll be keynote speaking on those three stages, and then we're going to be announcing the VIP pitch party. We're going to convert it from the mega pitch party to the VIP pitch party, and announcing what the difference is this week. So make sure you guys are registering at easywaypitchparty.com. But you are listening to Radio Boomers Live on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, ultimately Blog Talk Radio. Just Google Easy Way Network, Easy Way Radio. And make sure you subscribe to rbllive.com.
Absolutely. A lot of stuff. Congratulations, Eric. And again, on your the who's who of America. That's exciting. And there's the wall is growing, and the pitch parties are. I love doing the pitch parties, you know, spinning the wheel and everything. A lot of excitement. And we run into so many interesting people that come on that. I'm just taking notes, although that's the old-fashioned way. But it is exciting. And, you know, there's always new discoveries, new things coming out, and new ways to keep yourself healthy, and you know, the diets and all that. And you have to pay attention to some of this stuff, because if you don't and you become complacent, you know, as time goes on, you could wind up with health issues. And when you stay attuned to all this stuff, you wind up in better shape. Keep moving, right? You got to keep moving.
Yep. And you just gotta eat right. Eat right, drink a lot of water. And, you know, one little tip, guys, hydrogen water, actually. If you go to Dr. Dante Sears, you go to her searsx.com, I think that there's hydrogen water glasses that turns your water into hydrogen water. It's actually very healthy for you, very, very nutritious. But we're going to go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, we have our special guest. Waiting for her to get in queue. Okay, I think she just made it here in the green room. Charlotte Anderson, and Charlotte Anderson is a pretty amazing woman and entrepreneur, businesswoman. And Charlotte has a lot to say today on today's show. She's a speaker and an author, and she just loves lifestyle. She loves life. But we're going to get more into her after this commercial break. And don't forget to subscribe to rbllive.com. Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EasyWay or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV, and join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there. And before our guests, we're going to go to Hot Topics. Got some great news and reviews and interviews. Go to EasyWayNews.com for more.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topics.
Well, about Americans traveling through the summer. And like I said, keep track of where you're going because we have, sometimes you run into weather issues. So you want to know that area before you go because you might have flight delays or whatever. Stranded Boeing astronauts are stuck on an International Space Station, NASA says. And the astronauts stranded on the International Space Station are not going to be able to come home for a little bit, NASA said. I mean, there's no emergency right now. The two astronauts went up in the station almost 50 days ago and part of a test for Boeing Starliner capsule. But the spacecraft was plagued by a variety of problems, both before and after. And since then, engineers have delayed the return because they want to return. You can't have any bugs up there. And the work is still not finished, and the space agency cannot date for them to come back. But it's said to be... they're going to update you on Wednesday, so we'll see. But for now, they're safe. Kamala Harris, looking for a VP. Nobody picked yet. She's facing a little bit of an uphill battle. People are trying to, and her team are trying to cite accomplishments, and they're trying to put that together. What can they do to move forward? And it's going to be a race. You know what it's like. We've been through this many times, at least some of us. And it's like an evolving TV show or something. It's getting a lot of views, a lot of attraction between Trump and Harris. Park fire destroys Northern California communities. The about 27 zones under evacuation in the Busse County. Go to, if you want to find out, BusseCounty.net for information. The entire town of Paradise, we've heard that before, is under evacuation. They have problems with some of the people because they don't want to leave. But, you know, there's a reason people come up to your door, knocking on your door, no matter what time it is, and tell you you want to go because these fires can spread fast. But it's not just the fire you got to worry about. It's very bad for you, you know. So these are areas you don't
all
want
right,
to drive
that's,
up.
That's about all the time we have for the Hot Topics, Dad. And anything else in additional, we're going to make sure we get on EasyWayNews.com. We have to now get into our extra special guest, which, by the way, guys, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers and Retirement House with over 6 million subscribers was the one that introduced that Hot Topic, that news session. And shout-outs to Aretha Gray. So coming up next is A Lady with Unconditional Love from her message. And mindset is her method. She's a mom, Nana, 34-year award-winning flight attendant, retired best-selling author, speaker, coach, podcast, TV host, Ziegler Legacy Certified Trainer, and engaging podcast guest. She wants to be a guest on as many podcasts as possible. Outrageously optimistic. Outrageously courageous personal development junkie, and we're going to learn more about her. Welcome to the show, Darla Anderson.
Welcome to the Radio Boomers Live.
And then make sure you have the show turned off if you're listening to the show in the background so we don't have the feedback when you come on the show. Welcome to the show, Darla.
Okay, I don't have the show on in the background, but I hear background noise.
Charlie,
are you there? All right, well, it seems like we might be having technical difficulty, but we'll try to get her on one more time. Engineer, let's go ahead and, Charla, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm here.
We can hear
you,
but
can you hear me?
We can hear you, but it's really faint. It's a kind of low. Can you talk closer to the microphone?
Yeah, she came in.
Okay, well,
better.
I'm actually on just my cell phone.
We got you.
Okay, yeah, we hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hi, yeah. Welcome to the show, Charla. How are you?
I'm fabulous. You know, it's always a choice, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
it always
Sarah,
is.
I'm very impressed. You're a game changer when it comes to motivating and helping people. What was it that took you down the road to? I mean, you could have been anybody, anything. What was it that brought you down the path? Because it has been beneficial to many people.
Well, thank you. I recently remembered that in high school, people would say, "Hey, you're weird," and I would go, "Oh, thank you." and I was like, "You know, I'm high on life. I don't need drugs or anything like that." And of course, I was in the, you know, the end of the 60s, into the early 70s, when it was, you know, kind of a cool thing to do, I guess. I didn't ever get invited to do any of that because I always said, well, I'm just high on life. I'm high on life. So I've always been an optimist.
I call myself
outrageously optimistic even today.
You remember those days, huh? You sound a little bit too young for that, but the Haight-Ashbury and all that and the hippies and the...
No. I'm 70. I'm 70 years old and proud of it. I ain't slowing down.
Hey, we're just getting started, right?
Exactly.
It's a state of mind. Doesn't it get you when you're in? It feels like you're in a great people, right? Great people in the 70s. But sometimes it feels like when you get there, you're entering a world of slow motion. And I don't know. It just takes people longer to get up off the couch. They get in the state of mind where if you're in your 70s, you got to slow down, and it doesn't have to be that way. You can be in great shape in your 70s, do all kinds of push-ups.
I totally agree. I'm running across like everybody I meet these days. I'm out in a networking, and they're going, "Oh yeah, I'm 71. I'm 77. I love it. Yeah, it's the new 40.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of numbers, big numbers for the baby boomers.
So, Charlo, you have a website. I'm looking at it. It says Collector and Connector of Fascinating People. Talk to us about that.
And everyone is fascinating, especially you. So I have that. I came up with that little tagline because I'm like, what? This was several years ago, but what do I do? And I'm like, I love people. My message is unconditional love. How can I make a difference for you? How can I change your world? And, I just got so, that just came to me. I collect people. I'm even going grocery shopping. I have friends. I'm like, hey, we become friends and then keep in touch. So a collector and connector of fascinating people. It's also the name of my television show and podcast, The Charla Anderson Show. Collector and connector of fascinating people, and everyone is fascinating. Is the parentheses on that?
That comes back to you too.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you're the type of person that goes to the food store, and you get to know the cashier and the other people, and next time you go in there, they say, "Hey, Charla, how's it going?" It's nice when you reach out like that because people get in a mode of like robotic because they see so many people, but. When you look at a name tag and you say, "Hey, Mary," it makes them feel good, you know, and just bringing that awareness that you are saying hi. Because a lot of it's like the elevator scenario. People don't communicate much in these situations, you know, in the store,
so
in the restaurant.
Well, so my first book was called Candy Bar, or is called Candy Bar Hugs. It doesn't take much to make a difference. And it's about purchasing, offering to buy a candy bar for the checkout people and then offering a hug. I didn't like elbow bumps and I'm not a fan of self-checkout. So because of that, I want to, you know, I don't do the drive-thrus. I always walk in. I just energize, with people and my dream, my goal, my hope every time is to just, how can I make a difference for this person? How can I bless them? Even if it's just a friendly smile.
And that interaction helps with longevity, you know?
Absolutely.
You have a purpose. So what is your overall purpose?
My overall purpose is really, and it's actually stressed in this, it's a teeny tiny little book of Candy Bar Hugs. It's a 25-minute read on Audible. I mean, it's really short, but it has some very big nuggets in it. One of them is, what if your purpose is how you treat the purpose in front of you? What if you don't have to go searching for some big purpose? You can just, how you leave the world a better place, like my mama said, how you touch the person, people around you, how you spend your integrity and your touching lives, just that's my purpose, just loving people. Unconditional, this is another thing in that tiny book, unconditional love, unconditional forgiveness, not unconditional boundaries, right? And the harder people are to love, the more they need it.
Well, you know what the meaning of life is. Somebody asked me that one time, like it's some mystery. And that's the simplest, you know, like Occam's razor, Ben Occam. The simplest solution is always the best. All this stuff isn't meant to be complicated. The meaning of life, I say, is love. And it's a mm-hmm. strong four-letter word. And, you know, that purpose scenario that you talk about actually enhances your life expectancy more than exercise and diet. That's amazing.
Attitude. I agree.
Yeah.
Charla, let me ask you this, because I don't know if you know, but Zig Ziglar's partner is one of our members, and he has a podcast on Easy Way Network, Omar Perryu. You're Ziglar Legacy Certified Trainer. What does that mean?
That's my most treasured credential. I had I was a flight attendant 34 years. I was stepping out of that, retiring, and who am I, right? When you identified as something for that long, and I found out. I met Zig Ziglar. They have every Monday still to this day a little Monday morning devotional at 7:30 a.m. Central Time to 8 a.m. And it was live all those years for 40-something years, and I would go and visit, and I actually spoke at one of them years ago, and he was still alive. Zig Ziglar died in 2012. And for those young people that don't know his name, the most inspirational, motivational speaker probably ever to walk the face of the earth. He was just amazing. Well, then the three children, Tom and Cindy and Julie, had, what are we going to do to keep this legacy going? And they came up with this Zig Ziglar Legacy Certified Training, and we became a little family. It's only, very few people, 20 or so people at a time, but I was in the first 95 to be certified to continue Zig Ziglar's legacy messages, and it was a huge, beautiful family. I mean, once you do that, you're included in the family, you're part of their, and honestly, it is strictly and is designed to continue the values and legacy of Zig Ziglar, and they've done a great job with that. They do other things as well, but I'm proud of that.
Well, congratulations on that. We're going to have to get you Easy Way certified too. We have a program similar.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you about your podcast, Charla. And we had a question from the audience: is your podcast on Easy Way Network?
It's currently not. This has been a year, okay? So I've kind of stepped out of a lot of things. I've had, it's just been a tough year in many ways as far as time commitments and dealing with life. Life keeps lifing. And so I've kind of just not, a lot of things have just been kind of sizzling on the back burners, and I have yet to get overly engaged in Easy Way, even though when I do, I love it so much, the pitch parties and all that. And so I have to look at that a little bit more, and I appreciate the invitation to do that. My podcast is actually a live television show on winwinwomen.tv, live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central Time. And then it is turned into a podcast and a blog, and that is on charlaanderson.com. You can find pretty much everything Charla at charlaanderson.com, charlaanderson.com.
Well, we're going to have to get all that simple right there on your profile, and that way people can go and we can get you some more listeners, some more people viewing it. So we'll, in fact, there's a training today at 2 o'clock. I really hope you can join that because that's going to help you exponentially. So you
two o'clock. What time? What time zone? 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Pacific.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can go to the training section on your dashboard and you can register there. And it's also on the easywayevents.com if you want to register for that. So why are you such an extremely optimistic person and happy person? What makes you that way?
Like I said, I was kind of born that way, I guess. I was very shy growing up, but I guess as a flight attendant too, this is a little lesson. There's two types of service people in the world, right? One is empathetic. How can I make a difference? I want to serve you. I'm sorry that this happened. How can I make, my hands are tied, but I'm, really feel for you. That type of a service person. And then you have the service people that I call, they're just enforcers, well, this is the rule and this is the only power I have in my life is over you right now, and you remind me of my ex, and so there's two times, and the enforcer is the one you try not to get when you're in line at the airport, right? So I witnessed that over the years, and just kept trying to be the one, be the empathizer and loving the people. Those, my flight attendant years, those people were my mission. That was my mission field. I just served and loved, and never, I wasn't one, we actually served meals back then. I just never really sat down on, and just kept talking to people and blessing. Oh my God. I just wanted to bless people. So I guess it's more my nature. And then it's also a choice. It's also a choice because the only place I have to be right this second is right here with you right now. And everything since the beginning of time has conspired to having us on this call right this second, right? So I can't change last second, last week, last generation. I can only change next step, next word. And so my second book is called Split Second Transformation, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, 31 Daily Practices, because every word matters. And so a lot
Absolutely.
Of people have forgotten that or don't think of that, and they use their words very crudely or loosely and curse the things they want. So speak what you want, not what you don't want.
Well, I love how
they people have opposite reaction. And, they say that, what stress is? Stress is like a major negative for people with their health. It causes all kinds of health problems. And it has a situation where it says, helping others can also benefit on your own mental health and well-being. And while you're doing that, it reduces stress in a big way. So you're expelling energy to somebody else to, help them out. Eric's a big advocate of that. And that, it just takes away your own stress and it makes you a happier person while you're doing that. So
I want to take a quick moment to shout out a couple of our awesome Easy Way family that's listening right now. Wendy Weber, Jack Bosma, Jim Bannon, Jacob, and Lindsay. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are getting your questions and comments. And, you can if you like what Sharla's saying, and a couple of people are saying that they want to, meet you, Sharla. We want to just encourage you guys and remind you guys, we built a platform that is designed to connect you. And if you look up Sharla Anderson, just really Sharla, on the easywaywalloffame.com, click on members and search her in the directory. You can actually go right to her website from her profile. And then if you go to her website, everything she's talking about is right here on our website. The Change Insights into Self-Empowerment looks like forwarded by Les Brown. Shout out to Les Brown. I love Les and the Les group.
That just came out last week. So that's the third book, The Change, Insights into Self-Empowerment. I'm on the cover with Les Brown, and I would invite people that would like to have that opportunity to reach out to me because it's an incredible program that they've got, this book series.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, like I said, I know Les really well. I've shared the stage with him multiple times, and that's a congratulations. That's a great accomplishment because Les is a very accomplished speaker. most people know him, and to be on a cover and to have him forward your book. And we can talk about how we can help to get that out there to the masses, get that out to more people. I'm looking forward to reading the book. And I also noticed that you have a free guide on your website that says if you're ready to build the legacy that you deserve, you can download the free guide. You guys might want to check that out and learn a little bit more about that and how you can help build a legacy. But ultimately, your site says unleash your voice to build a legacy that endures. Explain more about that, because we really want to get people over to your profile and learn how they can build their legacy with their voice from you, Sharla.
Well, thank you. This actually is I'm so grateful. I have an incredible team that kind of updated my website from before, and just in the last couple of weeks has it been in this version, right? So I'm excited about that. The download, I appreciate you taking a look at, because it has it's a legacy guide. It's just 7 steps. It's a small downloadable printout, and I encourage you how to leave a legacy that makes an impact. 7 strategies to talk big and dream bigger. So this is a free guide that will connect you and I, and go to charlaanderson.com.
Cool. I love it.
And so Sharla, let's get into the edutainment version of the show. And by the way, guys, we're going to, it looks like, not be doing Carmelita's Corner today, or if we are, I'm going to wait to get her text message or notice from the team if we are going to be doing that or not. And Carmelita, if you want to come on the show, just shoot me a text or the engineers so we know. But that gives us a little bit more time to get into the edutainment side of things. And really, we love to highlight and spotlight and edify our experts. And obviously, if you have books with Les Brown, and you're involved with people like Zig Ziglar and their programs, and you're an expert yourself, Sharla. So can you give us like a little bit of golden nuggets and some takeaways to showcase your expertise in whatever topic? So explain the topic of what it's going to be, and then what you're going to be teaching or giving an example of what you coach on.
So I call myself your courageous coach. I actually think I'm a mindset coach. I believe everything has to do with mindset, right? And I would like to do more speaking if anybody's interested in that, or whoever has opportunities for that. It's like I'm 70 years old. It's my time. I am making an impact, but I want to make a bigger impact. So I have several topics to discuss. And if I have a coaching program, Your Courageous Coach, I want people to learn to love themselves enough. I often say, bullies are victims too, so to speak. So people that don't love themselves enough to be able to love others is, I believe, something that is worth taking a look at. We've got to love ourselves enough to stand in and love the next person. And, there's so many ways to do that. And I, like I said before, not unconditional boundaries. It doesn't mean you don't keep your distance if there's someone that's not able to receive your kindness and your love the way you and want to or should. But is that what you were trying to ask about?
I look at me and my dad as your students, and I just want to give people a sample of why they would want to go to your podcast or why they would want to listen to you if you're speaking, they can get some good takeaways.
Well, one thing, my whole goal is to help people have hope. I want people to have hope. I want them to feel. So my podcast typically is about the overcoming part of people's lives, not necessarily what they do right now as much as how they got there. And everyone has a story. Everyone, and some of them are extraordinarily compelling. the girl that I'm going to have on my show this week, I just met last week, and she was raped by her brother at 11 years old, and had a baby at 11, actually. And she, it's, her story is unbelievable. And she came out of what she calls the hood, and she's now a CEO, a Latino CEO of all these companies and doing this amazing stuff. She's an overcomer. But that is my goal, is to let people tell their story about not where they are now, but where, how they got there, and why that matters.
You know, it's funny, any little thing that happens, like you could be, you know, resident in Wisconsin, and you wind up talking to somebody, and something happens, and they're moving to another state, and that influences you and or you, what you want to do in life. You know, they're talking about starting a certain type of business. Any little thing can happen. It changes everything. And entrepreneurs, there's a lot of people like that in California. They leave their occupations and they come out here. There's just, it just seems like when you meet people, there's people from just a real variety. And they say, oh yeah, I lived in Illinois. I lived in New York and I wanted to come out here. It's interesting how any little given thing can change your path. And like where you're at now, you like communicating with people. And if you were in a different situation, like say you were you became an engineer or something, you may not have that type of stage presence and so on. So it's really interesting.
Right. Well, like I said, I think I love hearing the stories. That sometimes I get so engaged with my guests that it's like, oh my goodness, this is awesome to be able to hear where the overcoming that. Every one of us has done it, but, you know, sometimes hearing other stories, it allows us to have more hope and that we can overcome, too. In fact, my guest in the next week is also an author in this book, the Change book series, and I read his chapter, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, he was on the very successful and then almost killed himself, and, you know, now he's about resilience. And so when we start listening to people and giving, so this is another piece that years ago I figured something out. I want to be heard. I just want to be heard. I want to be heard for what I'm saying, but also for what I'm not saying. And this is probably more on an intimate relationship side of things. But, you know, when you can be heard and your voice is validated, I feel like we have an opportunity more to feel empowered to do the right thing, the next right thing. And if we, you know, I heard Master is one who blesses. And so, man, I'm always going, may you be blessed, may you be blessed. Even the people that maybe intentionally hurt me or whatever, I'm like, you know, you just, may you be blessed. I'm not going to receive the negative, I'm going to just send the positive.
Yeah, and that's with what's happening today, we are getting like inundated with, no matter what platform you're on, if you're watching news and TV, the newspaper, if you see any more of those, they still have them, magazine articles, whatever, with politics and business and the economy. They really do get hit with a lot, and you have to try to veer off from that once in a while and, you know, gear towards some positive things. They have positive news. They have, because, you know, it can get a lot of people down, and they might be going through their own struggles, and then they turn the TV on. Of course, they say sometimes it makes them feel better because they're not alone, but still, you know, look at, if you go to a movie, and 100 people walk out of a John Candy movie, and 100 people walk out of a, whatever that guy is, with the, you know, a slasher movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Who's going to be a happier crowd, you know, and who's going to be smiling and talking after you've seen a Freddy Krueger movie?
Listen, I don't watch television. I have, I would say, and not too long ago, it occurred to me, back in seventh between 7th and 8th grade, I got addicted to 3 soap operas. And I didn't think I could go into 8th grade. I was like, how is Jesse going to be able to handle Dr. So-and-so in the, you know, General Hospital, whatever. And I swore to myself I would never be addicted to television again or to anything. I didn't want to be addicted to anything.
You caught it.
And I'm so grateful looking back all those years, because now when I do see things, it's like it's fear-mongering. It's all to keep us in confusion, fear, lack, you know, just wanting something we don't have. And there's not much what I would consider real news on the mainstream TVs. They just kind of replay
stuff over and over that's yucky. You watched the soap operas. Do you remember, was one of them Days of Our Lives? Did you ever watch that?
I watched General Hospital and Dark Shadows in the 66 or something like that, 67. Anyway, I watched those two and a third one that I don't really recall what the name was. So it probably was that one.
Dark Shadows is an uplifting one. That's humor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably
well, it was the first of the vampire type, you know, movie trending things. It started way back then.
There was the thing is, you mentioned that addiction thing. It's a creeper. It creeps up on you, and you don't realize it until all of a sudden you turn around and say, geez, I don't, like you mentioned earlier, I didn't even want to go do this or do that. I might miss my show. And it's like that with a lot of things. People, with the drinking and that, oh, I'm not a drinker. And yet when they go home, they'll have a glass of wine. But if they're out of wine, they got to run to the store. Well, it kind of catches you. So you got to be careful with that stuff. So you should make the addiction certain types of workouts. Like you don't want to go through the day until you do this workout or have your juice drink or something, you know, make them positive addictions, right?
Absolutely. And I do believe it is addiction. And I've said this, thought of this it seems on the TV is, you know, doomsday. We're going to, you know, the world is going to end, or we're going to have riots, or all this stuff. To keep you upset. And the more upset, you know, upset draws upset. So those things happen. But I was like, if the world is going to end in 2 weeks or a month, you know, and you sit and cower in the corner of your TV watching every last little detail of the world ending, what I would be doing or am do anyway, regardless, because it might end. I don't know. Mine might. I'm going to be out there every chance I get, hugging another person, loving some, you know, just sending love. And will my last time on earth feel better than the person just cowering in the corner of the, you know, watching TV? So I believe it is. I believe it's a huge mind shift. And my mindset is my primary message, right? So turn that off for a little bit. Take a few moments. Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
At the beginning of every single one of my shows, I do what I call a 22-second mini vacation. I take a little breath in. I, you know, 7 seconds of calm in, hold for 4 seconds, and we breathe out 11 seconds of gratitude. And it just is grounding and centering, and just takes a few seconds to just be still and know. Take that, turn off your devices for a second, you know, or for a few seconds, and just breathe in, touch some nature. I mean, there's something to be said about walking barefoot
I was just going to say, that's a science.
It's,
they say that
it's,
when you
it's
ground
so important.
Out of
I love what you're saying, Sharla. It's so important. Breathing is a major healer, and you're talking about grounding to the earth, and it's so important to remember that. And not speaking from personal experience, which I should be doing because I'm on the computer and phone too much. And as I'm listening to you say this on the show, I'm like, I think before my next meeting, I'm going to go take my shoes off and sit in the grass and breathe. But basically, I want to make sure we acknowledge a couple of our amazing listeners. One of our new Platinum members, Wendy Weber, says, I remember watching a soap opera one summer in high school, and she went back to the next summer. They were exactly the same place. I didn't watch anymore, going off of what you said before. And then she also said, Dark Shadows was fun. I watched the returns of the Sci-Fi Channel when I had children. It was fun distractions when you have a child with disabilities and are necessary. She also says breathing and grounding are very, very important in energy healing.
Absolutely. I appreciate that you're thinking of even doing that, to go out and taking the deep breath. And what, to her point about, I think it was many years later. In fact, I'm guessing if Dr. What's his name, Jesse, and probably the same characters on General Hospital, just different bodies, but they have the exact same scenarios over and over and over. And then listening to people talk about, they're not talking about ideas, and they're talking about television shows or movies and characters in those. And if there's lessons to be learned, great. If it's gossip or just what they're doing, that's their life, not your life. Why do you want to focus on that? And I love that old saying about ideas. You know, the common people, talk about the weather and other people, I just love having intellectual conversations. I guess that's I'm not. Sharing ideas.
Do you remember the old song, Accentuate the Positive? It was back in the 60s, I think.
Yes.
But people they gravitate towards this positive, like actors and things like that. There was a scene, I mentioned John Candy earlier. He was in a movie, and when he came out, the people actually applauded in the theater, which is very rare. Bob Hope, he was white with the humor and all that kind of stuff. It just really makes the people feel better, and it's all this whole realm that you're dealing with. That, along with what you're talking about, the breathing, the oxygen, that's so important, because we don't do enough of that. I mean, we breathe, but those deeper breaths are good through the day. They say do like 10 in a row, and then the 7-7-7, where you take 7-second breath in, hold it for 7, and release it in through your mouth, out through your nose. All this stuff brings oxygen to your brain, and and you ever hear about the tapping? I've been reading more about the tapping from China, where you tap your fingers a certain way, or your rub
tapping,
in between.
Oh, tapping solution. Yeah, I'm teaching my 2.5-year-old granddaughter, when she throws a little fit or something, I'm like, take a deep breath, and she goes, and then I said, you can tap, and she knows the main tapping positions, the karate chop spot and there's a book for children that, the top of the head is like the monkey and the eagle eyes on the sides of your eyes. So they have, I've definitely love that. I don't know, exercise, I guess, of the tapping. It's a big deal. And I heard that they use it, the ones that use it in, instead of, like detention at school.
Yeah.
They're starting doing, I've seen evidence of either doing the tapping or just meditation or something like that. And can you imagine what our schools could be if we did a little bit more self-inspection, introspection, and grounding? I think it'd be amazing.
Well, there's little things. They're supposed to make a big difference, like standing outside and you're barefoot on the grass. There's the magnetic energy that comes up from the earth and all that. That's real good. And this and that, there's so many. And if you start doing that, it's not going to be negative for you. I mean, like putting your finger in between your eyes and pushing upward to your forehead several times. That's good for stress. And rubbing different parts of your fingers. I've been researching this lately, and I mean, this stuff has been around a long time, but we're not, the Westerners aren't that aware of a lot of this stuff. So the deep breathing, the rubbing the fingers, the forehead, whatever. I've been looking into it because in this society, there's a lot of stress out there, which is not good for us. And we have like you say, you know, accentuate more of the peace of mind.
Charla, we have a question from the audience going back to some of the people that you deal with. We always talk about the power of association and the power of appreciation. How did you get yourself in the position to start working with Les Brown and the Ziegler Legacy programs and, you know, the higher profile level stuff to put yourself in a growth state?
Well, thanks for that question. Ziegler, I ran across, while I was still flying, as a flight attendant, I retired in 08, so I retired 16 years ago. But before that, I had gone to some of the Monday morning devotionals, or at least knew about them. And so going to really get to meet Zig Ziglar himself and his children and the family and the other people in the Ziglar world, just because they wanted to start every week with a Monday morning, you know, devotional. And, you know, when that goes on, it's still going on 40-something years later, that that's a tradition to be positive. So I had to go. I got that. I heard about it, and I was like, okay, I got to do that, you know. And so there's that action step, you know, you think about something, and the action step is important to actually take it on. And then Les Brown, I had met him at a conference years and years ago, and I have this particular is a book series, and every author in the book has their picture on the cover with Les Brown, and the foreword is by Les Brown. So it's a compilation book of about 20 authors, and he is very involved with the Jim Britt and Jim Lutz, who are the founders of this compilation book series. And like, I'm in book number 21, so there's a continual growth around all that. So as far as me personally knowing Les Brown, maybe not, but I have lots of sayings, but I attract successful people willing to invest in me. And it seems I go through phases where, oh my goodness, that, you know, another meeting, another opportunity. I have my favorite saying of all from that I created is like, when intriguing opportunities present themselves and you say yes, things show up. And so saying yes to intriguing opportunities, you know, and then taking that action step. So I believe that when you say yes and you take that first step, then I'll call it the universe starts drawing things to you, unless you start using words that negate it. Of course, that goes to every word matters, but, intriguing opportunities are everywhere. Opportunities are everywhere. But intriguing ones to you are worth finding and latching on to.
Well said. We want to say thank you to Susan Postnikoff for the generous donation of $100 to the Better Vision for Children organization. We did just receive that. And remember, guys, you can donate to Better Vision for Children, which is our sponsor for the show, supporting children with their vision, goals, and dreams, as well as testing for their physical vision, bvccharity.org. And if you donate $100 or more, our network has over 11 million viewers. We do interview you and say thank you if you do want us to do that as a donor. And we are looking for donors. We're looking for people to come on board and support this cause, which also gives you a tax write-off, the Better Vision for Children organization. So, again, thank you to Susan Postnikoff for that generous donation. Go ahead,
Dad. Thank you, Susan. So,
awesome.
Oh, yeah. So, the outlook on the tech, when you deal with people in all ages, are you finding people that are in the baby boomer category that are, you know, are transitioning okay on this, or are you finding that sometimes it could be a challenge?
I think you have to surround yourself, find the people, find your tribe, and, you know, people that what you're really good at, you know, you might want to find somebody who's better at the things you're not as good at. So, and kind of create a little, a team or a mastermind or a group that everybody lifts each other up.
Yeah.
And were you talking about tech? Did you say tech?
Well, yeah, the tech situation, you know, like there's so much going on that could be beneficial, but, you know, you come across people that are veering away from that. And you with your positive messages and that, sometimes they have to learn some of the tech to follow what you're doing, right?
Right. So guess what? I think it was on your form. Something said, what are your skills? And I think I wrote a few months ago now, where there's a will, there's a way. Because if you want to learn it, it's on YouTube. You can learn it.
You can learn
and,
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I have a friend that can do anything, and she just has helped renovate a space in my house. And, I mean, if she doesn't know how to do it, she will. There's a YouTube that does, and she has learned. She can do anything, including the tech side of things, construction and computers. I don't know. She, amazing. It's good to have a friend like that. Everybody needs a friend like that. So, that's true. But I will find a way. It's an amazing. It takes me a lot longer. I mean, I don't particularly like tech. I don't want to learn it. But and this is a sad thing. When I do learn something new, tech wise, often it's just to get it done right then, and I don't remember it. So when I need to do it again next time, I have to relearn it. But anyway, maybe it's a better shorter learning curve. Hopefully,
do the thing you fear, and it doesn't fear certain. I'm like that too. Like, oh God, that's complicated. Like Eric will show me this program that really helps. And I'm thinking like, oh, that's, you know, I'm looking at it. It seems kind of complicated. But then after it's shown me a couple times, I'm like, wow, this is really beneficial to have. I'm glad I took it on. And you can't, it's procrastination is one thing that holds people back. And it just, you know, like the t-shirt said, just do it, you know, step out and, and get into it, and it's not so hard.
Now, Charlotte, with the last 8 minutes that we have of this amazing interview. By the way, how have you enjoyed your Easyway experience? Have you enjoyed being a guest on the show today?
Oh, this is fun. You know, my mate Charla means to chat in Spanish.
Charla.
So yeah, mm-hmm. I chat, and then it also when I found out, I found out on my birthday in 2012, November 30th, 2012, that. My name is a derivative of joy in Greek. And when I found that out, I just, my preacher told me that. And I was like, are you kidding me? My signature says, and I end every one of my shows and always remember to choose joy. I had had a dog named Joy, and I had had a split second moment of transformation from bitterness to joy in 2007. And I found out that it's permanent. It wasn't, it was a split second that everything changed. And when I'm like, and my name means that, you know, my parents didn't know, but it was definitely prophetic. Charla to chat, here I am talking, don't shut up. And then, joyfully as well. So I guess that's part of the deal.
And, you know, we
so
want to say thank you to everybody that's
room.
Been interactive and been chatting with us today on the show. Wendy, we appreciate you. I think the award goes to, as far as the most interactive on today's show, Wendy Weber. You've been so kind and gracious. And the last comment that Wendy said was, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. So I thought that was worth being highlighted there. Now, I want to also direct everybody's focus and attention to the donate button, where you can click on that button and donate to Better Vision for Children, as well as the buy now button, which you can go directly to all of our services a la carte if you want to learn more about the Easyway Network services. And Charla, wanted to let you know as well, our team actually did put one of your latest episodes from your website onto your profile. So you have 272 views on your profile, 20 connections, and they also added the buy now button, which goes to your website as well. And if you guys want to check out Charla, you go to the easywaywalloffame.com. All of her information's on there. Soon we'll be getting her podcast up on there. Charlie, I hope you can join the training today because that'll teach you how to do that, which you do get for free with your silver membership. So I hope that you take advantage of that. That's going to boost your views as well as your value to the show that you have. And also, guys, direct your attention to the affiliate scan code and the create your account link. If you are watching or listening this show and you're a follower of Charla and that you like the network and you want to boost your business, boost your visibility and credibility behind your visibility, you can join through that scan code or that create your account link, and then you'll be under Charla in the Easy Way Network. So, Charla, you haven't really been too active, like you said earlier in the show, but can you give us a little testimonial and a little, we always say power of appreciation comment on you know, the value that you think that you've received, even not being involved, but our team promoting you and your brand and the traction and traffic to your website, because I could see a lot of analytics showing that we've gotten a lot of traffic over to your website.
Oh, I'm so happy, especially since it got updated last week. You know, so that's great. It feels good. And God, and I have met through some of the pitch parties. I've actually met two or three people that I have done business with and have had interviewed on my show. Yeah. And I feel like it's a very high value place. When I say learning curves about certain things, I felt like it was initially it was like I couldn't keep up. There was so much I didn't know where to start, and I actually did start looking, trying to figure out before this interview a couple of days ago to figure out how to actually do the podcast upload and all that. But I just didn't have it. Bandwidth or the time, and I had, of course, have grandbaby with me all weekend, so that's all that. But I'm grateful for the interview, the opportunity, and the motivation. I feel like you've got a whole high, I think, like I said, outrageously optimistic. I feel like the whole world, there's so much more good than there is not good, that we focus that on the good and the good people that you guys are bringing together, and it's not about all about it's about adding value, right? It's not all about making money. It's about adding value to the people around you, and I'm extremely impressed, I would say, with the quality of people that I've connected with when I was able to be a little bit more active.
Well, thank
that's
you.
That's something that, you could take with you. Yeah,
that's well said and well appreciated. And I'm glad that you've met some quality people. And you're actually building your connection. I mean, look at our network, almost kind of like a LinkedIn, only with different buying power, different capabilities to promote you. And you are starting to connect. But my suggestion to you, Charla, to get more out of your network. And again, you're going to learn this in the training today. But you need to just post a little bit more in the social network, Easy Way Interactive. And then you have a lot of blogging. You actually have a lot of great content on your website. And you may not know this, but there's actually a blogging section in your dashboard that will blog you out to our entire audience. So like this, you being a guest on one of our most popular shows with over 700,000 listens is a story. It's news. It's just like you being on the book with Les Brown. It's another big platform that you can resource and leverage, and you need to blog that out there. And you can take some of the blogs that you have, and you can blog that within our network. And then you're just going to get more of our audience that will start learning about you and appreciating, because it's a family. They're going to appreciate that you're getting growth in the network. But thank you so much for coming on and being a guest on today's show. Charla, you've been amazing. And is there anything in closing that you want to say to your friends or family? Remember that you're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, and 30 other platforms that pick the show up. And if you Google your name, you're going to see it like right away, probably in the next week or so as it propagates. So in closing, what would you like to say to your followers, your friends, or family?
I always choose to win-win. Find the win-win in every situation that you are in, because if it's going to lift the world, lift the universe, lift the love in our world, if we are not us against them, but us against for us, you know, there's always got to find, you can always find a compromise of some sort. And my mama said, you know, always leave the world a better place. Do the right thing, no matter what. Take the high road, no matter what. And just love one another. Just love each other. I don't know what else to say than that. That's about it.
Well, that's
what
I'm by saying. What you just said is the most important thing of all, because, you know, love is the key. That's the main key that opens that door when it's time for us to go to the pearly gates. And,
well, and it starts with gratitude. I have to add that. It starts with gratitude. You must start being grateful for every little thing, because you can't, like I said, you can't change it. You can't change where you are right this second. If you don't like it, you can change the next second.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Charla. You have been amazing. Again, guys, if you want to get involved with Charla, you can go to EasyWayWallOfFame.com, go to EasyWayEye.com and search Charla and learn a little bit more, get involved with her. And you've been a fantastic guest, Charla. Thank you so much.
Thank
you
for stopping
in, Charla. My pleasure. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
All right, guys. So that has been... Dad, this has been such an incredible show, and you guys can hear one of our awesome theme songs in the back. Guys, make sure that you subscribe to the show and help us build this podcast network. Help us build this show. Tell your friends. Go to rblive.com, or if you go to Easily Podcast, just search the podcast directory. Search for RBL, Radio Bloomers Live, and make sure to subscribe and share. And we do reward those that do share. I want to remind you guys to join us 2:00 p.m. Pacific Standard Time today. Go to easywayevents.com. You'll see the registration is right there. And remember, guys, we have our book. And check it out, Charlie. I'm going to talk to you more about our book, which is forwarded by Omar Perry, who's Zig Ziglar's former partner. And Omar, he's the co-founder of LA Fitness, and he spoke with Les Brown and everybody you can possibly think of. He speaks for T-Mobile and Verizon and AT&T and the biggest corporate companies. And he has a podcast we're going to be launching very soon, From Zero to Wealth, on the network. So, guys, we do still have room to be in the Best of the Best book, and you can email us at easywayfamily@gmail.com if you want to be in that. We got the Easy Way magazine coming out here real soon. If you want to advertise in that magazine, go to easywaymagazine.com. And as always, create your free account, guys, at Easy Way Network. I'm sorry, no more free. I have to. that's computed in my head.
Moving on.
It's no longer free. We are not offering free accounts anymore. That is now done. We said on August we're going to be making some changes. So you can join the pitch party and learn about the network for free if you're new. But if you're a current regular person joining, then it's not free anymore. We're not going to be offering the open network stuff anymore. We are closing down the network a little bit. It is $50 a month, $600 for the year to join the network, or you can check out the silver, gold, or platinum plans. And believe me, the network is well worth it, what you get out of it. And we've done the beta testing. We've seen the value. So we hope that you join the network, easywaynetwork.com. Tell your friends, and we'll see you guys on the big VIP. We've switched up a little bit too, the VIP, and make sure you join August 1st to learn why we're now calling it VIP Pitch Party versus Mega Pitch Party. Join the VIP Pitch Party August 1st, easywaypitchparty.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Make sure you join us next week. Dad?
Oh, yeah, and don't forget, Better Vision for Children, bbccharity.org, brings awareness to children's eye health, and it brings testing and research, and our Part 2 vision is supporting underprivileged children and the children in the foster community to enhance a brighter future. So be part of it. Join me, and go to our podcast, go to our sites, and learn how you can be part of this. And then I just wanted to close, Eric. You know, Abraham Lincoln said, most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. So take a minute and make up your mind to be a happy person, positive, so on and so forth. And with that, Eric, I think our time has expired. So until next Monday morning.
Well, guys, make sure you tune into the next week's show, which is going to feature, looks like, Fanny Elizagada, which is another coach, another specialist. And we'll find out more if you just look up Fanny, or you go to RBLLive.com. After that, we have Jim Bannon and then Victoria Sanchez coming up. And if you guys want to be a guest on the show, we are still open. We have three segments. We have one other segment towards the end of the show. It is a paid spot, but again, you're going to be listened by over 700,000 listens. You're going to get on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM. Just email us at easywayfamily@gmail.com, or when you go to rblive.com, you go to the actual Radio Boomers Live podcast. All you really need to do is just scroll down to where it says become a guest or become an advertiser and just submit there. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. You know, catch us next week. Same Easy Way time, same Easy Way channel. And thank you again to Charla Anderson. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.